Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Diaz. Research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Quickly, climb up the crow's nest. We're shoving off. Release the bow line. Or we can visit my friend Lee, who's a chef at the crow's nest. Well, maybe I see some crow's feet near my eyes, those laughing lines. But who's laughing? Never understood that one. On my playlist, I have Mr. Jones by the Counting Crows. Did you see that murder of crows? And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, I was doing some kestrel research, and one of the scientists was from another country, and we're traveling along in a van heading out to one of the farmlands, and he said, "Where is this death of crows?" And everyone's looking around. And in my own mind, I quickly translated. I said, "Do you mean murder of crows?" You see, a murder of crows is a communal roosting site where thousands of crows go each night. It's noisy and filled with scat. That is, for those of you who are not scientists, le poo-poo. Really, seriously, it is everywhere. Some crows will actually leave the murder of crows in the morning, and they will travel up to 40 miles away during the day. Now, I am in the studio right now, glass enclosed. I'm a morning guy. The sun's just about to peak up. And I'm not joking. I will actually see there's a murder of crows probably about 20 miles from here. And I will actually see a murder of crows, but not the murder. But I will see crows just keep flying on this diagonal coming out. And they've been flying for about 20 miles now, and I have no idea where they're going. But I see that each and every day. And if you live near a murder of crows, there are companies you can hire that will try to relocate them. And what they try to do is, it's called harassment techniques. And some of them are loud sounds, pungent aromas, which, let me tell you, is not really a good thing. Firecrackers or firecrack-like noises, eye spot balloons. So what's worse, the crows or the remedies? And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew. You just came back from a long run and open up a bottle of Gatorade. Your dog looks up at you and says, "I just did the same run with a coat on." Well, now you can give your best friend a bottle of Barkerstown Brew in 6 great canine flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. So on a serious note, one of the proud Native Americans is the Crow Nation, which used to cover the complete Yellowstone River Valley. And let me say this, and you've heard me on many shows, this is one of my favorite places on Earth. So now, let's discuss the American crow and some of their characteristics. The color is ebony, glossed with a purplish in the strong sunlight. And I'm going to tell you right now, we sort of take their color for granted. Yeah, you just go, they're black. Take a look at that crow glistening in the sun. Pretty amazing thing. The feet and bill are also black. And so, you know, just take a look at that, because you're looking at all of the birds and you're seeing various colors and bills, various colors and legs, but not with the crow. Their average height is 17 to 21 inches. But the next time you take a close look, notice their long legs. The crow's wingtip feathers spread like fingers. So when you just see one just about to take off, or he's just perched somewhere and he opens up his wings, because sometimes when he's flying, you can see that. When he's flying, we always say it's like he's rowing a boat. So when you see him up there and you're looking at, because again, we try to say, okay, what does something look like so you could identify it from a distance? So take a look at that rowing the boat. Now going back to the feathers, when they molt the feathers appear, the older ones appear to be brown. Crows are very social and very smart. My friend Doug, who's a forester, says that either they're calling for a reason or not. Well, during the mornings, I'm preparing a film or head to the studio, which I'm in today, by the way, to record. And if the crows are calling in unison and loud, I know they have found a red-tailed hawk perched in a tree. So it's camera time. And at my home, sometimes I'm just sitting there and I'm listening. All of a sudden, the crows are just going crazy. And I just grab one of my cameras. I head outside And when I head outside, I'm just saying, where are the crows? Where are the, ding, ding, ding. And there, they pinpoint for me. Most times it's a red tail. But every now and then I even get luckier, and they'll find for me a great horned owl. Just off the tangent here, the other night I am asleep, and there is a screech owl calling all night long right outside my window the entire night. And for about 2 hours, I'm awake. I had to tell you that story because I just spoke about owls. But hey, let's go back to the crows. Here is something that is the cool factor about the crows. The juveniles will stay with the parents for a while, and they will actually help feed the next generation. So how cool is that? For a year or so, they hang around mom and dad. Mom and dad are on their next generation, and the juveniles are actually helping out a little bit. That's pretty neat. The crows will have a clutch of eggs of 4 or 5, and they fledge after 4 weeks. So think about this. And I always find this the amazing thing about birds. So you're looking at this chick just hatched, and you go, oh, that's cute. Well, what is its defense? Its only defense is to be able to fly. So mom and dad, in this case, it's mom and dad and juveniles, they work so hard to feed this baby, because the baby will go from baby to being able to fly. That's what the word fledge means, in 4 weeks. That's pretty amazing. So think about the size of that crow, the 17 to 21 inch guy, and he is that size in 4 weeks' time. Crows will mate for life. A major problem that they have is that they are susceptible to the West Nile virus. Crows are very adaptable to many ecosystems, woodlands, farms, rivers, shores, and city life. Their range covers most of the continental U.S. To start the show, I made some fun comments about a crow's nest. Now for the facts. Nests are up in trees 15 to 60 feet above the ground. They will use branches and twigs up to 2 inches in diameter. Think about this. Big bird equals, and I don't mean big bird, the yellow guy, but big bird equals big sticks. So it's a large, so the next time you see them building a nest, take a look at the size of the branches they're actually carrying up there. Now, they will also line their nest with plant fibers and moss. So they want the inside lining to be soft for the newborns. And this reminds me of the red-winged blackbirds out at my friend Nancy Nolte's farm. We're out there in early spring because the red-winged blackbirds are one of these first indicators when they're calling, and you know they've already migrated back. And they're one of the first birds to set up their nests. So it's like you can always keep track of when things are happening with the birds. And they will actually go over to the cattails, the red-winged blackbirds, and pull out tufts of it because it's very soft material, and they will line their nests with it. So birds actually do that. So, hey, that's a pretty cool deal. Crows fall into 3 groups on the food chain. So think about this. Most are in 1. You've got scavengers. They are omnivores. And obviously, because omni means both, I mean, we could always throw carnivore inside there. Because their diet consists of insects, snakes, nestling birds. They are raiders of nests of other birds. Spiders, fish, fruit, and vegetables. So we can also say, hey, guess they are predators as well. Some of the predators that go after them are eagles and hawks. And I was with the famous Dr. Kunin one day, and we're out in the wild, and we're tracking some migration. And I see a red tail up in the air. Yeah, it was a red tail. I thought maybe it was a broadwing. I had to think back. Yes, I do remember. The red tail is up there. And you see the crows chase him. And I said, Dr. Kunin, what happened to this big old bird? Let them do that to him. And she said, well, they're very maneuverable in the air, and the hawk is not because he's really the soaring bird. She said, but every now and then, he'll with his talons and get down there and get one of them. So I'm going to let you know that, guess what? The crow sometimes, well, he gets his day sometimes, not in a good way. And a few of the crow's cousins are, one of them is the fish crow. It's a little bit smaller and is 16 to 20 inch, so it's not as large. And we find the fish crows mostly in coastal areas near rivers, some tidal waters. They're going to be found somewhere near waters. And their call is not the same. It's like the, I think, look here, there's a crow in the studio right now. Oh, sorry, that was me. And the fish crow, and I can't do a fish crow. It's a just a deeper, shorter version of that. Well, the crow's big boy cousin is the raven. He's 22 to 27 inches. the crowbill, if you're looking at the comparisons, is noticeably smaller than the raven's. The first raven I ever saw many years ago, I went with my good feather friend, the Featherman, and we're down in Shenandoah Valley. We're doing some backpacking and hiking and some fishing down in Virginia. And I see this, it's like you watch him take off, and we were in a woodland, and you watch this guy take off and just fly through the trees. And I'm like, Featherman, there is no way that is a crow. So we track a little bit, and he takes off a little bit of track, and they just stay perched in a tree. And like when you're used to seeing the size of a crow, and then you see the size of a raven, you're going like, holy moly. Some of the other relatives of the crow are blue jays, gray jays, and black-billed magpies. And it depends on where you are in the country in relationship to that. So, crow's feet on the eyes, a crow's nest on the boat, a rock band, a murder of crows, or the cool black bird in your yard. We all now have a better understanding and appreciate of the American crow. If only humans took the time to understand and appreciate each other a little more, what a better world this would be. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.